opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio is Terrence Gross from Gross & Schuster. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, and most of you know who I am. I've been a lawyer for 45 years here in the Pensacola area. We have five offices now in Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. My three law partners are all my sons, and we only handle personal injury cases and always come in with a topic. If we do get a caller, we always like the callers to call us or text. And what number would that be?
850-437-1620.
Good. So 850-437-1620, they can call or text. So the topic I want to talk about today is attorney's fees on personal injury cases. Now, when I began in 1979, it was kind of the Wild West. In other words, attorney's fees were not regulated. A lawyer could draft up any contract that a client would sign, and that would be that. So if a lawyer wanted to charge 50%, he legally could do that.
Was that negotiable at all?
Always.
Okay. I mean,
but people maybe didn't know that, because there's been, it's just something people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But by 1986, the Supreme Court and the Florida Bar intervened, as they should have, really, and they set up mandatory fee schedules for every lawyer, whether old, young, good, bad, experienced, not experienced. And it's simply this. If you retain a personal injury lawyer on a contingency fee in Florida, it is one-third if the case is settled without a lawsuit. It can go to 40% if there's a contested lawsuit, and up to 45% if the case goes up on appeal, which is rare. I mean, not even 1% of the cases go up on appeal, but if that were to happen. And so that's what the law has been since 1986. But there's no law that keeps a lawyer from charging less. And I always felt that the 40% in litigation was too high. The reason I think that, because litigation also costs money. So when we say 40%, that is the fee. So when you get your car repair, we all know there's parts and labor. Well, the labor is the fee. The parts is the parts. Well, in with lawyers, it's cost. So to file a lawsuit is $600. To take depositions is hundreds of dollars. To take a doctor's deposition is thousands of dollars. Court reporters, videographers. So it costs a lot of money to litigate or sue. And that's added on top of the attorney's fees. And then you also have medical bills outstanding. So I always thought the 40% was a bit high. And I've never charged 40% in my entire career. I'm probably the only lawyer in town that could say that. I would imagine all my brethren have done it. I'm not saying it's wrong that they do it. I just have chosen not to, because I want my client to get more. And I've also found this. At the end of a case, let's say we settle your case, and then if you have a good lawyer and not a lazy lawyer, I hope that the lawyer is going to each and every doctor and each medical facility and each health insurer and trying to negotiate them down and not simply just pay those balances. It's very timely, time-consuming, but we do it, and I think it helps a lot if we tell them, oh, by the way, Mr. Gross is compromising his fees too, because a lot of lawyers don't compromise their fees or asking their doctors to take less. And some astute doctors say, well, Mr. Lawyer, what about you? Are you compromising? you know, you get that feedback. No, Mr. Gross is compromising thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it much easier for my paralegals to get very good reductions from MRI centers and surgery centers and doctors and Medicare and Blue Cross. Makes it much easier if they find out that we also are compromising our fees as we do routinely. I want my client to get more than me. They're the injured party. They're the ones whose lives have been turned upside down. I've had the pain and suffering, maybe surgery, maybe injections. It just doesn't feel right for the lawyer to get more than the client. So we've routinely do that. And I've always joked to my clients, you know, my name is Gross. As a young person, I was made fun of a lot by having that last name. And I tell them, yes, my name is Gross, but we're all about your net. We're about your net, what you net out of a case. So you could have law firm XYZ settle your case for $100,000 and our law firm settle your case for $100,000. And I am convinced, I feel very, very sure that you will net more money in your pocket by using us, because not only do we compromise, but we also work very painstakingly to get reductions from everybody. In fact, I used to coach baseball, and I've watched baseball. And if you get into the ninth inning, and it's a very close game, what does the coach do? You bring in the closer. And my closer is a paralegal. That's all she does. We pay her. I've settled the case. I'm pretty much through with it. But now you got all these loose ends. The MRI center's owed $2,500. Dr. So-and-so's owed $8,800. The chiropractor is owed $2,400. Medicare is owed $12,000. All these things. The easy thing for a law firm to do is just pay them. You pay them, you're done, and you move on. That's the easy way out. We do not take the easy way out. So we get paid when we settle. I get paid, but we continue to work on these cases. I'll give you a great example. Last week, I met with a client. We'd settled her case 8 or 9 months ago, and to her credit, she never bugged us. Because when we settled, we told her that it would take time, that we were trying to work on it. Mm-hmm. So she comes in. She'd already gotten her initial proceeds, kind of almost forgotten about us, but we've been working. And we finally had gotten the last bit of negotiation and resolutions, and I had a check for her out of my trust account for the balance. So I asked her, what are your expectations? And she says, I have none. I don't know. I said, would you be happy if I told you that I have an extra $3,000 right now coming to you out of the settlement? She says, oh, that'd be so good. I got my credit card run up. $3,000 would be a blessing, Mr. Gross. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what if it was $5,000? And she's looking at me, what? And I go, what about 10? Would you be happy at 10? Mr. Gross, 10 would be beyond my wildest dreams. If you had another $10,000, that would be a game changer for me. We were living paycheck to paycheck. I said, well, I got $16,000. I gave her a check for $16,000. She totally forgot about it. She went to hug and kiss me.
Wow.
I have these conversations all the time. It's timely. It's consuming. And we're doing it for free. So the worst thing you could ever do with a contractor, you get a guy to come over to remodel your house, the worst thing you could ever do is pay that guy in full before he's finished or before he's done his punch list, because good luck getting him back. We continue to work on our cases long after we've been paid in full. So it's just what we do. And again, I got one in my office. I got one designated lady. That's her whole job description.
Mm-hmm.
She's our closer. That's what she does, you know, 40 hours a week, and does a fantastic job. And as a result, if you look at our reviews, if you're trying to select a lawyer in this day and age, you're crazy if you don't Google the lawyer and start reading the reviews. Don't just look at even the five stars. Start reading what are these people saying about that law firm,
mm-hmm.
and you'll start seeing some common denominators. Some of these big advertising lawyers, the ones that are on TV every day. They have billboards all over town. Look at their reviews and the 4.2 rating, 4.3 rating, 4.4 rating. I've never met the lawyer. I don't know what's going on. Nobody's ever contacted me. I've called repeatedly. I can't get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen at our office. In fact, we all have our pet peeves in life. And one of my biggest pet peeves, and it seems like the new trend in America, I'm 70 years old, so yes, I'm very old school. People are losing the personal touch, personal service. I'm going to California next week. I was just trying to book reservations at two restaurants. It took me forever. And they won't take you can't call the reservation desk. Now they want you to go to Open Table or go to the whatever. And I was having trouble. Finally got my paralegal to help me book a dinner reservation. And she was explaining, oh, that, because I couldn't figure some things out. I got stymied with it. But no, and if you call and you don't get to talk to a live person, hold please. And it's mm-hmm. all a robot. You're talking to a robot or some AI thing. If you call our office, we have a live receptionist. She'll take the call, and she quickly tries to get it to the right lawyer and let you know and whatever. And we do have, you know, of course, voicemail and messages, but me and my sons, we return phone calls. And if I'm out of town or out of pocket, my paralegal said, Mr. Gross is really out of pocket. He's on vacation. He'll try to get right back with you. More often than not, even I'm on vacation, because all my voicemail ends up on my email list now. I may be in California and return your phone call from California.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think people have gotten away from that. And it's just everything is impersonal now.
Everything's pushed online now.
Everything's online, mm-hmm. and you're talking to robots, and you're so frustrated, the cable vision, if you try to call your cable company, good luck with that. Or I've had bad luck with anything from AT&T to whoever. You just can't get to a live person. And I love doing that because there's always questions. You may have a question. They just say, well, go to our website. Well, what if you got questions? And you don't know about your decision yet because you want some input before doing that. But anyway,
just if you have questions, 850-437-1620. Terrence Gross from Gross & Schuster is our guest.
So getting to these fees, and of course, every rule of law has its exceptions, and there is a statute out there. It's called the Sovereign Immunity Statute, and it involves cases when you sue a sovereign. What the heck is a sovereign? It's basically, for your intents and purposes, if a school bus driver pulls out and causes a wreck and you're suing the county school board, if a sheriff's deputy rear-ends you, which happens, folks, it would be that type of law. It would be a sovereign immunity case. I've had cases where somebody driving the county appraiser's car causes a wreck. So any governmental entity is usually a sovereign. And if you have a sovereign immunity case, your fees are limited to 25%. 25% come hell or high water. If you settle, you sue, go on appeal, 25%. A lot of lawyers won't even take a sovereign immunity case because of that, because they don't want the 25% fees. People also don't understand this, and I'm going to just make it very clear. I've had people come in, and we talk for an hour about the personal injury case. And then we're towards the end of our discussion. I can see they're getting a little uneasy. And I go, what? And they look at me sort of bashfully and go, how much do I owe you for my consultation? And I'm going, nothing. You don't owe me anything because all consultations on personal injury cases are free. In fact, all lawyers in the state of Florida on personal educations should not be charging any fee. And so the billboards out there, come to us. We have free consultations. They're offering you something that is a placebo.
They're going to do it anyway.
Because nobody charges a fee on a consultation. People are used to seeing their divorce lawyer, their criminal lawyer, their will and estate lawyer, and they do charge by the hour, so they do charge for consultations. So I know why people think lawyers do that. It's true, except with injury cases on a contingency fee. Mm. The other thing I see on these billboards that is laughable, it's very laughable, and it's this. They'll advertise, you only pay if we win. Wow, that's a very novel idea. Well, what does a contingency fee mean? It's contingent on success, on winning. If you get zero, you get zero. And let me tell you a true story. So 20 years ago, I had this guy, and he's in his 40s. He's an auto mechanic, and he's going north on 29 in his car at about 45 miles an hour. A little old lady violates his right-of-way. Well, this guy, as a young man, had been a drag racer. And, of course, he had skills and whatever. He was able to stop on a dime. He just jammed the brakes, and at 45 miles an hour, came to a stop. His car just tapped her. He had zero damage to his car. She had a $100 dimple in her car, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine right now if I told you to go out and go 45 miles an hour in this parking lot, if you could, and just jam on the brakes. You're going to have G-forces. You're going to get a whiplash just from jamming on your brakes like that. All of a sudden, your seatbelt's going to catch you. You're going to be thumbed forward. There are going to be G-forces with no impact. Well, this guy, truthfully, had never been to a doctor before for neck pain, ever, or for anything with his hands. So he goes to the first doctor right after the wreck, and the doctor asked, because one of his complaints, he had two complaints, neck pain and numbness in his right hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor said, well, have you ever had numbness in your right hand before? He goes, well, yeah, I've been noticing at work every now and then it'd be numb in the past several months, but I never saw a doctor for it, no testing. I just noticed that. And he put that in there. And as the case progressed, I told him this could be a problem for us because, A, there's no impact, so there's no bent up metal. And now you've told the doctor that this intermittent numbness may have been there before, even though you didn't ever treat it before, mm-hmm. by your own admission, something was going on. Well, he ends up with a herniated disc, it's a cervical fusion. And the insurance company for the little old lady offers us $10,000. So now we're going to court, and I'm trying to explain to the guy that this is going to be a coin flip case. This is going to be a coin flip case because they're going to argue that you were complaining of this numbness, which is a telltale sign maybe of a bad disc, and there was no damage to the vehicles. We may very well lose his case. And he just, there's no way. I mean, I've never had any prior problems. I know it's from this accident. There's no way we could lose. So we go through the whole trial. We're sitting there, and he's sitting there. And he gets to hear the opening statement of the insurance company's lawyer. He's under cross-examination by the insurance defense lawyer. They bring in a biomechanical expert that they paid thousands of dollars to say there's no way in heck there's enough G-forces to do something like this. He gets to hear the closing arguments and all that. So finally, the jury goes back to retire. My client looks at me the first time. He goes, Mr. Gross, we could lose this case. I said, duh. I've been trying to tell you that for 5 years, 3 years, wherever it was, mm-hmm. 3 years. And so the jury comes back, and we did lose. So we lost the case. And now everybody leaves. You know, we're just sitting there. He's stunned. We're just sitting there at the table. I'm talking to him. I don't want to just get up and leave him. So we're just talking. The courtroom's empty. The bailiff is gone. The jury's gone. The clerk is gone. The judge is gone. It's just me and him only. And he says, Mr. Gross, I got to tell you something. I said, well, what? He goes, I'm sorry, but I don't have any money. I can't pay you for all this. I appreciate all your work, and you did. You worked your butt off in this case. I know you spent a lot of time and money. I can't pay you. I said, sir, you signed a contingency fee contract with me. You don't owe me a penny. for my time, which was hundreds of hours, because we didn't get a recovery. And I spent $17,000 out of my pocket over time to get this case to the jury. You don't owe me that either. I have to eat it. He goes, really? I said, it's a contingency fee contract. So I guess he just didn't get it. And Joe Q Public may not get it, but a true contingent is contingent on success. We didn't succeed. I don't get paid. So when people talk about the lawyer's fees and whatever, they don't see that downside. So thank goodness, you know, I've only lost maybe out of 10,000 cases I've handled, I've lost 10 maybe in my career, but you go to trial and you're not going to win every one if you're trying cases. But at the end of the day, the point finally got through to him, and that's it. So I can see we're getting very close to being out of time. This is Terrence Gross. If you wish to reach out to me to discuss any type of injury case, you could do so at 850-434-3333. But better yet, go to the web and look at our website, grossandschuster.com. We don't brag about our million-dollar settlements. Of course, we've had seven-figure settlements. And we don't brag about this client got 100 here or 600,000 there. None of that's on our website. We don't have billboards. We don't brag about all that stuff. But they're informational. So much of the stuff we've talked about on this radio show, it's on my website. So we talked about uninsured motorists. It's on my website. We talked about the no-fault law. It's on my website. We've talked about the seatbelt defense. And then also you can click and you can start seeing reviews. There's a click where you could actually click on the reviews and you can start reading the reviews so you can learn a little bit more about us. So again, this is Terrence A. Gross. I'm in practice with my three sons at our five offices. Give us a call, 850-434-3333. If you have an injury case, thank you very much.
I was just going to say, what areas do you all cover? I have a short list in front of me here, but...
Pretty much on personal injury, we focus 90% on car wrecks. My sons do a lot of slip, trip, falls. We do more dog bites than probably any law firm in the panhandle.
Wonderful. And I know that if they go to their website, you also have some blogs and some different topics there.
Correct.
as well.
Yep.
Absolutely. Terrence Gross from Gross & Schuster, our guest today on Pep Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today.